or non-existence of the standardized mechanisms of cooperation with non-governmental organizations in terms of developing public policies and preparation of laws and reports, etc. Namely, do you have in your legislation some rules in this regard? For example, in my country, there is the obligation of the state to involve representatives of NGOs in working groups in the process of preparation of the laws. There is also obligation to publish all drafts legislation and to request comments. There is obligation to prepare a report on whether those comments have been accepted or not, and also about the reasons to do that. So do you have something similar in your country? My second question is related to individual assessment to victims in order to identify victims of human trafficking and also enforce disappearances. Namely, I would like to know who is in charge of conducting this individual assessment, police, prosecutor's office, or victim support services, or some teams composed of representatives of those institutions? And also, do you have kind of standardized methodology or tools for conducting such assessment, having in mind that identification of victims is the main prerequisite actually to have them awarded with the status of victims rather than status of offenders in misdemeanor and penal proceedings? When it comes to penalties, yeah, I understand the logic behind this general minimum of 14 days. And also we can see from the maximum penalties that you recognize enforced disappearance as a serious crime. But I'm not sure about the reasons of the legislator for non-introducing specific minimum for this crime. So, yes, general minimum is applicable in situations where there is no specific minimum, but are there any particular reasons behind the decision not to introduce specific minimum penalty for this crime? When it comes to children missing from reception centers, you said that there are no information that some of them became victims of crimes, but also you said that you don't know their whereabouts, their destiny about after leaving reception centers. In that regard, I need to reiterate my previous question on existence or non-existence of international cooperation in order to investigate those cases. Namely, they may left your country, but you have various mechanisms of international cooperation in criminal matters and legal aid in criminal matters. You have mechanisms to ask other states about their destiny and about their whereabouts. So please try to provide us with information in that regard, whether you used those mechanisms or not. When it comes to results of the work of two commissions, of course, we are glad to receive additional information in that regard. But when it comes to the outcome of the work of investigation commission, we are not glad to hear that there are findings about abduction and removal of Roma children. However, we would like to know about the consequent actions of the prosecution service regarding those findings. Are those findings used as a base, as a starting point to open investigations in those cases? If you have statistics and concrete data in that regard. When it comes to work of Truth and Reconciliation Commission, yeah, 1700 pages, sounds serious. Five main principles. I suppose that we are looking for findings under two principles. The first one would be prevention of conflict, and the second one would be application of legislation, if I heard well. So if you are in the position to get additional information, some kind of summary of findings under those two principles, we would be grateful to receive those additional information. Thank you.
Merci, merci beaucoup, chef.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Mr. Horacio Ravena, you have the floor.
Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. And I'd also like to express my thanks to the